Hastings, Arabella. Centerport, New York, August 4th, 1850. Dear Sister Arabella, Hastings, this is the first opportunity I have had to write you since we left you. We have been traveling just as fast as we could go since we left your place. We have not allowed ourselves time to rest, or hardly time to sleep. We have felt that the king's business required haste, that what we did must be done quickly. God gave us a victorious time on our journey. The truth triumphed. I will not write the particulars of our journey, for you will have it in the paper. The Lord showed me that he, James, must take the testimonies that the leading Adventists published in 1844 and republish them and make them ashamed. He is now doing that work. Then the Lord showed me we must go east again. Last Monday evening, while at Brother Lillis, Brethren Rhodes, Lillis, Edson, and Harris present, I was greatly distressed for some in Israel. The burden was heavy. The brethren prayed the Lord to roll off the burden, and I was taken off in vision, a little of which I will write you. I saw the powers of darkness were rising. Satan has come down in great power, knowing that his time is short. Said the angel, as he pointed to Israel, "Art thou rising? Thou art upon the enchanted ground. Dost thou not see it? Awake and arise, and put on the strength of the Lord." I was pointed back to the children of Israel in Egypt. I saw when God worked through Moses before Pharaoh, the magicians came up and said they could do the same. I saw the same work was now going on in the world and among the professed churches, similar to the work of the magicians anciently. I saw the power of the magicians has increased tenfold within a few months, and it will still be on the increase and spread. And unless Israel is rising and increasing in power and strength, and is growing in grace and in the knowledge of the truth, the powers of darkness will get the victory over them. I saw we must be constantly rising and keep the ascendancy above the powers of darkness. I saw singing to the glory of God often drove the enemy, and shouting would beat him back and give us the victory. I saw there was too little glorifying God in Israel and too little childlike simplicity. I asked the angel why there was not more power in Israel. Said he, "Ye let go of the promises of God too quick. Press your petitions to the throne and hold on by faith. Believe ye receive the things ye ask for, and ye shall have them." I was then pointed to Elijah. He was subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. His faith endured the trial. 7 times he prayed before the Lord, and at last the cloud was seen. I saw we had doubted and wounded the lovely Jesus by unbelief. I saw enchantment was all around us, and if Satan could get us to slumber, he was sure of his prey. Said the angel, "Have faith in God." I saw some tried too hard to believe. Faith is so simple, ye look above it. Satan tried to deceive some of the honest children and had got them looking to self to find worthiness there. I saw they must look away from self to the worthiness of Jesus and throw themselves, just as dependent and unworthy as they are, upon his mercy and draw by faith strength and nourishment from him. Dear sister, I have not forgotten you, although I have not written you. I have often thought of you and prayed for you and the rest of the children that you and their faith fail not. Do not mingle with the world. Keep separate from them. If you mingle with them, you will surely lose strength. Seek to live near to God and to hold sweet communion with him. Be diligent to make your calling and election sure. I believe God loves you and will save you if you hold fast whereunto you have attained. Everything and everyone is coming to naught but those who have this truth in them, the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Remember, sister, if you would come off victorious, you must overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. We are in a glorious cause that will triumph and that will never come to naught. Eternal life we are striving for. It is not for any riches or honor in this world, but it is for a home in glory, an enduring substance, the beauty of which will never wear away, and its glory will never vanish. Remember, the master of the house became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. We must be willing to be despised and trodden underfoot here. We are soon to be exalted to a home in glory, a treasure in the heavens. Praise the Lord, we will go through and behold him whom our souls admire. Press, press, dear sister, to the mark of the prize. Have faith in God. Endure trials, be patient in tribulations. Pray, pray much, keep the victory above the powers of darkness. Much love to your dear father and to your sisters and brother. Tell them to be faithful to serve God. I have often prayed for them. Tell them to pray much that their sins may be confessed upon the head of the scapegoat and borne away into the land of forgetfulness. A little longer and Jesus' work will be finished in the sanctuary. Kiss the babe for me. Tell Charles to be a good little boy that he may meet his mother at the appearing of Jesus. My little one is with me. He knew me when I got home. I had been gone from him 2 months. He first looked at me, then flung his little arms around my neck. He is now very feeble, but we have prayed for him. He will be healed, I believe. In love.